This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Not long ago, my teen clinic would have had at least one new teen pregnancy each week. The women would come in scared, often having missed a period, and they'd explain how they'd messed up by failing to use contraceptives. They felt rotten because almost always the pregnancy was unintended and the choices moving forward would be difficult. Sometimes the woman forgot to use birth control because she was in the heat of the moment. Other times she forgot to get her hormone injection that was required every 3 months to keep her from getting pregnant. But times have changed. Teen birth rates are falling dramatically, particularly among young Black and Latina women. Today, about 500,000 pregnancies occur among teenage women between the ages of 15 and 19. That is a 50% decline from 1990 and a 15% decline over the past 2 years. Still, for both groups, the rates are higher than they are for white and Asian women, but the drop is huge. The reasons are controversial. Pregnancy rates can drop in only two ways, either less sex or better use of birth control. Some claim that fewer teens are having sex. Frankly, I've not seen any evidence of that. What the evidence suggests is that more and better contraceptive use is the main factor driving down teen pregnancy. However, there are also social and behavioral norms that have changed. What I've seen is that birth control is now far more available than it was in the past. When a scared teen needed to go into a pharmacy and pick up a prescription of birth control pills while the pharmacist looked down over his bifocals at her. Worse still was having to ask the clerk behind the counter for condoms, particularly when the clerk was often a student at the same school. The proportion of adolescent women reporting use of long-acting reversible contraceptive methods tripled since 2007. Not long ago, IUDs were considered dangerous and were never considered for use by teens. Today, IUDs, those small T-shaped plastic devices, are back, and they're very safe, so much so that they are the preferred method of birth control for many young women. Admittedly, they have to be inserted by a health provider, but they can last up to 10 years, and they're highly effective. Still, there are large disparities amongst who can get these that vary by race and ethnicity and geography. All of this translates into more control over reproduction, and it means fewer abortions. Today is Mother's Day, and we thank our mothers for all the hard work they endured in raising us. But now, more than ever before, women's choice of when they have children is under their own control. Congratulations, future moms. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.